Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of Kay podcast with host Elizabeth Kay, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of Kay.
Are you putting your best face forward? So this week, the big 4-0 is happening, and I've been talking with friends of mine about how I feel like my skin has really changed, especially in my face, and it's really happened in the last 5 years. Couple more wrinkles, a few sunspots, some dryness, and I wanted to get an expert on the show to talk about what your skincare should really be once you hit 40, because I know, talking with my friends, I'm not the only one that has these questions. So I'm bringing back on the 50 Shades of K podcast a previous guest, my friend Erin Brillmeyer, who's the lead clinical esthetician at Aesthetics 360 in Milwaukee, down in the Third Ward. Erin, thanks for being back on with me today.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. I'm super excited.
You know so much about this, and I can tell you love talking about it, but I want you to really dumb it down for us today.
I can definitely do that. Layman's terms only.
Yes. Talk to me like I'm 12, even though I'm about to be turning 40. But you see this all the time, I'm sure.
Absolutely. You know, a majority of my clientele, Elizabeth, are individuals just turned 40. Maybe they're in their 50s, 60s. I mean, they're really coming in when they're hitting these milestone decades, and their skin is changing. They're noticing more wrinkles, sunspots, like you said, and they're like, well, what should I be doing? My routine, it's just not working for me anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you suggest? What do you tell these people?
So I really highlight and emphasize the importance of looking for certain ingredients. So I always call it the ABCs of skincare. So this is really easy to remember, really just easy things to look out for. So A, retinol. Retinol is going to be a kind of purified form of vitamin A. You can find it in over-the-counter formulations. You can even find stronger formulations at medical spas. You can even get a prescription for a topical Retin-A, which is going to be like a very purified form. No buffers. I call it all spice, no sugar. So retinol is really going to regulate your skin shedding. So as we get older, that really slows down. You know, when you're in your 20s, your skin is renewing itself every kind of 20 days or so. As we get older, it's less and less and less. So we really need to make sure we ramp up that skin shedding so we kind of reveal that brighter, more radiant skin. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, that does sound good. And wanting that like dewy look on your face and that plumpness and everything like that, retinol is important. And it's something I've slowly started to incorporate into my skincare routine. Now, I found that I had to ease into that. Is that normal for people?
Absolutely. So some ingredients, like the A's of my ABCs, you do have to ease into. But now with my B and C, you can really incorporate into your regimen every day with little to no downtime or sort of refractory period, okay? So your B's are going to be your B vitamins. Niacinamide is going to be kind of the buzzword there. And this is going to help alleviate sensitive skin. This is really going to improve your tone and texture. Because as we get older, our tone looks a little uneven. Our texture feels funky. It's like, why do I have a dry spot here and an oily spot here?
Yes, yes.
What's going on?
Yes, Erin.
And then our C's are our antioxidants. Vitamin C has become huge in the skincare world. You see it everywhere, again, over-the-counter, medical spa formulations. Vitamin C is really going to undo the stress that the sun causes in our skin. So the environment, pollution, sun exposure repeatedly really, really adds up. I mean, even my patients say, well, I don't need to wear an SPF, Erin, because I only get 2 minutes of sun exposure a day. Well, think about it. You know, if it's over the course of a year, 2 minutes a day really adds up.
Do people really say that to you? They actually, like, protest the idea of sunscreen? I mean, that's...
They absolutely do, and it's so funny to me. And I'm like, okay.
But sunscreen, I mean, I was telling you the last time we talked that I wish I knew the power of sunscreen when I was much younger and how important it is when it comes to keeping your skin looking fresh and youthful and the sunspots. I can't imagine now how someone, you know, at my age would still poo-poo sunscreen.
Exactly. You know, I was just talking to a coworker of mine, and I really do feel that SPF is one of the best anti-aging products. And, you know, it's nothing that's going to, you know, really boost your radiance or create that overt change right away. However, over time, you will really thank your younger self by incorporating a really good SPF into your regimen. You know, a question I get a lot is, well, which SPF do you recommend? And it's whatever one you'll continuously use. You know, not all SPFs are created equal. Sometimes they have different textures, different ingredients. Mm-hmm. So I like a zinc-based sunscreen because it creates like a physical shield against the sun. A lot of SPFs you find in makeup will kind of absorb UVA, UVB rays and then scatter them in your skin. So it can be like a nice little extra protection, but I do really recommend a designated sun protective product, something that's really its entire role is sun protection.
Yeah, this is great information. And so this we're still on B of the ABCs?
So we moved to C, so which was your vitamin C.
So C is the vitamin C. Got it. So these are the ABCs. Now, this can seem overwhelming, which is why you need to make an appointment to talk with Erin at Aesthetics 360, because he'll explain everything to you. He even mentioned in the last podcast we aired in January that you want people to actually bring in all their products, all of it. You want to look at it, look at the ingredients, and see what you're using, because you don't want to be doing things that are counterproductive. There's a process that I've learned and by talking with you of what order you're supposed to be doing these things. When do people incorporate exfoliating? I mean, that's not an everyday thing, right?
You're right. You know, if you have more sensitive skin conditions, maybe more inflammatory skin conditions like acne or rosacea, you know, exfoliation can be done anywhere from 2 to 3 times a week. And we often think of exfoliation as, you know, a physical scrub or a washcloth. You know, exfoliation can be, you know, done by a chemical means as well. Your retinol is a chemical exfoliant that can be done 2 or 3 times a week. You can even up it to maybe 5 times a week once your skin gets used to it. You can use your scrubs, definitely, but those typically you want to use anywhere from 1 to 2 times a week. So it does get overwhelming, and this is why I love having my patients, my clients, bring their skincare in, because we can really break it down. I've worked with individuals who are using amazing skincare, but the order is just all wrong, and once they kind of figure that out, we figure that out as a team, oh my gosh, then there's the result.
Yeah, and when you look good, you feel good, you play good. I've said it before.
100%.
And when you finally get the formula right, you're going to just see such a difference in your face.
Almost
and
immediately.
It is. It really is almost immediately, because it's like your face is saying, yes, this is
finally.
Is how this stuff is supposed to work. And it's, what do you think, though, about the products that you just buy maybe in a drugstore compared to where you would buy at a medi spa? Like yourself. I mean, there's people that listen to this on a budget. What is there pros and cons to that?
Absolutely. So your over-the-counter products will have less in terms of percentage of higher active concentrations of ingredients. So, you know, you might see in the bottle, you know, alpha hydroxy acids, and maybe it's an over-the-counter drugstore product. It will have a lower percentage of those ingredients, so you'll need to use it longer to really see a result. You know, the products you find at a professional med spa, those ingredients are really going to be kind of at the top of the ingredient list. So I like to encourage people and teach people what to look for and to be smart consumers. You know, pick up the bottle, look at the label, and if the ingredient that the product is touting as being the best, if it's at the very bottom of the label, it's really not going to do too much for you. So you want to make sure those active ingredients are right at the top of the label.
That's a really good tip to have. That's smart. Yeah, when you look at the back of the label. I love that. Erin, hyaluronic acid.
Yes. Love it.
You love it. When?
ABCH.
Oh, my God. We're just jumping over the alphabet.
We're jumping it, yeah.
Hyaluronic acid, which, again, is something I just started incorporating in the last probably 10 months, mm-hmm. has been a game changer for my skin, and I wish I knew about this a while ago. I didn't know when to put it into my routine, though. I got help with that. People should be using that after they get out of the shower, right? Like after they wash their face. Like that's when they put it on before they add the moisturizer.
Absolutely. You know, hyaluronic acid could be found inside of a moisturizer, but maybe you have a serum that's just hyaluronic acid. It almost has like a sticky kind of gel-like consistency to it. I love that right out of the shower. When your skin is slightly damp, it really will just lock in and seal in all that moisture.
Heck yeah. It feels so soft. And some of the treatments that you do, mm-hmm. what do you suggest for people with skincare after 40?
Absolutely. So I like to think of skincare and treatments as like an 80-20. So 80% of your skincare should be at home products and strong topicals, 20% in-office treatments. So your in-office treatments will want to focus on, as a team, again, treatments that have more long-term results and treatments that are really going to boost collagen production in the body, in the skin. So those are going to be BBL, broadband light, which is a form of laser light therapy, and your microneedling services.
We talked about BBL on a previous podcast, mm-hmm. and that has huge benefits. But I recognize, too, for a lot of people, it's better to do that in the winter because you really want to limit your sun exposure.
Got it.
How quickly do people see results after that?
So BBL, it's fairly quick. You know, if you have a lot of visible age spots, brown spots, maybe broken blood vessels, you know, you want to give it anywhere from 7 to 14 days to start to see your results. But here at Aesthetics 360, we take a lot of photos, so we typically don't want to see you back sooner than 4 weeks. So 4 weeks, we take your photo, we do a before and after. But really, with BBL treatments, you can start to see a result in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's great. That's great stuff.
We love it.
And the 80-20 balance, I like that you really explained it like that because it reminds me of working out. You know, mm-hmm. they always say you can't outwork a bad diet. And that abs are started in the kitchen. It is a lot of what you're doing at home, which is why a podcast like this is important and helpful so that people know what products to look for, how they should be using them. If you don't know, ask a professional. I think sometimes people get intimidated because they worry that if they sit down and talk, they're going to be pressured to buy thousands of things and products. And that's not what you're about, Erin. You're really about trying to find something that works for your clients.
100%. You know, less really is more. And one of the first questions I ask any of my clients is, are you low maintenance? Or, I mean, you can be honest, are you high maintenance? you know, my
thank you for asking that.
Yes.
I wish more people would consider that when it comes to what you buy or even when it comes to how you're going to have your hair done. Because, yeah, you don't want to give them something that they can't then achieve at home or take care of on their own.
Exactly. I've had clients, you know, they've told me, you know, I'm really low maintenance. I have kids. I work really early hours. It's really tough for me.
Well, Erin, I told you that.
Yeah.
I was the one that said, hey,
cleansing.
Look, sometimes I do not wash my face in the morning. It just doesn't happen.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, well, how can we work with that? What products can we incorporate that will, you know, be easy to use? You'll remember to use them. You know, in the morning, if you can just cleanse, put on a vitamin C serum and some SPF, I mean, that is a powerhouse trio of products right there. You don't need, you know, the acids, the scrub, the two cleansers, the three moisturizers. I mean, it just becomes overkill.
Yeah, and for some people, that's just not realistic.
It's 100% not. And I'm really happy that as a kind of a skincare community, we're moving away from, you know, the 12-step regimen of old, and it's becoming a lot more approachable for the consumer.
Yes. Erin, thank you so much for being back on 50 Shades
pleasure.
Of K. You
My
just
pleasure.
Explain it so easily, and you're approachable. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. hopefully people will be inspired to say, okay, now's the time. Now's the time to take care of your face, right? You want to look and feel your best. So reach out to Aaron and his team over there at Aesthetics 360 in the Third Ward. You can visit a360mke.com or find them at social media. I will link all of this up at 991themix.com. Aaron, always a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Elizabeth.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.